walking to meet my lovely but chronically late friend Laura, when lo and behold, there wasn't some construction going on. So with all the noise, I decided to cross the street and wait on the other side. Now you're probably thinking that by noise, I'm talking about the drilling, pounding, crushing sounds of construction, right? But no, I'm talking about the howling, growling, snarling, and other grunts that these boys make whenever any woman walks by. And I like strawberries when they're dipped in cream, and riding horses makes me glad to be alive. And I like fireflies when they light up summer skies, and making music makes me glad to be alive. So anyway, I was just standing there waiting for Laura, and for a long time too, waiting and waiting and watching these incredibly enthusiastic construction boys, Ugo. And I thought, man, they are tireless. They are the energizer bunnies of torn out streets, and we are their moving hills and valleys. Tall women, short women, dark women, light women. Didn't matter, as long as they were women.
And I like soccer games and walking in the rain, and rollerblading makes me glad to be alive. And I like driving fast and fireballs that last.
Boys for their tireless admiration, buy them ice cream, feed them cake. And I had a thought, what would happen if just once they got a little bit of what they've been crying out for? So I crossed the street, lifted my shirt, and high-beamed them all. And boy, did they get quiet all of a sudden. One guy fell off the scaffolding, and I left them there, a bunch of hard hats with hard-ons and no place to hide. And I kind of liked it.
Now I like the color red.